big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder. And this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today we're bringing back my friend Jeremy Zock from the XP3, Orange, Rethink, whatever you want to call the group. He works for the Orange group, which is Rethink, and specifically he's an XP3 specialist. So I just never know what to call it. They just seem all like they're interchangeable words there. But the reality is he's my go-to guy when I want to find out what's trending, what's hot right now in student ministry world, because he's someone who's constantly talking to student ministers. He's interacting with them. He's polling them. He's getting feedback from them. He's really just on the pulse of what's happening with student ministry. So I wanted to bring him in as we're getting ready. We're in the fall. We're getting ready to just go full force on the fall. I just wanted to get his feel for what is he hearing, what is he talking to other student pastors about. And it's a really great conversation, so I want to encourage you, listen to what we talk about in the interview, and then I'll come back afterwards and we'll kind of process it out a little bit more. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Jeremy Zock. All right. Well, with me right now is my friend Jeremy Zog. Jeremy, how are you?
Doing well. Doing good.
Yeah.
Caffeinated. Wait. I'm caffeinated.
See, that's good. I like that. You got lots of coffee there.
Yeah.
So, catch me up on things. We haven't talked in a little bit. You know, how's life going? How's stuff over at Orange going?
Yeah, man. We had a great summer. You know, summer's a big time for churches, not only with, you know, new structure and staff changes, but also ministry strategies changes. So really June, July, and August is where a lot of youth pastors kind of go bunker down in their office,
yeah,
start drawing on all their fancy whiteboards and trying to figure out what kind of their plan and process and strategy of attack for the fall, winter, and for the school year. And so huge. It's been fun because a lot of student pastors, especially a lot of the newer ones kind of coming in, and, you know, based off of how they've been trained, you know, curriculum and like using messaging from others that have produced, it's kind of like has a really positive light. So mm-hmm. There's a lot that are kind of going after, like, what's kind of our messaging strategy, and realizing, you know, like, if I don't want to necessarily work so much in the content creation, but rather like kind of advocating for today's youth, my church, how do I train? You know, how do I build a teaching strategy plan? So anyway, needless to say, the summer months are a lot of fun for me because it's a lot of strategy conversation.
Yeah,
it's a lot of kind of like getting the table set for the year.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I know that as you guys are just coming, well, I mean, you guys had the big Orange conference in April.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you guys all took like 2 months off after that.
Yep.
Thing, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But I love having you on because you're the guy who, again, especially in student ministry, and I don't think you know this yet, but I'm back more full force in student ministry than
no
I am.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I need this conversation more than anybody else right now, because
that's so good.
I'm still doing the online stuff, but I'm actually getting really full force back in student ministry. We've had some changes at our church, and so I'm back involved a lot. And so I need to know from you, because you're the man with the pulse. What's trending right now with student ministry? What's happening? What are you seeing from conversations you're having with other youth pastors right now?
Yeah, I try to. Pretty confusing sometimes, but I try to like reflect and say, all right, what seems to be the thing I keep hearing about the most.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of in light of Orange Conference, and especially with kind of what we've been talking about, especially within the Orange strategy world and kind of the Orange world, you know, partnering with parents and strategy and kind of what stuff I was kind of noting before, the teaching piece. But the big question now is kind of how do we mobilize,
mm-hmm.
With kind of a lot of the phase initiatives, So saying within the middle school kind of years, for them to affirm their faith, for them to take an ownership of their faith, but then as they move into high school, how do they then take the ownership and then move it into for them to kind of begin to mobilize in their faith? So that's been the big resounding question is service. And so actually a lot of the breakouts that are probably the most well attended, the greatest feedback and engagement were those that were dealing with how do we empower, mobilize, and get students to serve. So that has been the biggest piece. And so really I've really connected with a lot of really good churches that have kind of in some ways decentralized their mid programming to then multiplying their programming across the city into their church halls of how they are mobilizing and teaching kids to serve. So getting and how to utilize their high school students really as volunteers for them to kind of almost test out everything they've learned in the last, you know, from kindergarten until eighth, ninth grade.
Yeah, well, that's a great point that you brought up. And I remember now, too, that when Doug Field spoke at the Orange Conference, he talked about service.
That's right.
And it's nice that what you're hearing from beyond that, after that, is that this is something that's happening and that you're mobilizing them. And to be honest, you know, I don't know why that's such an aha for me, but the reality is it's a perfect opportunity for them to test out their faith, because you're not just teaching them anymore, but you're saying, let's teach and then let's do, you know, what you're doing. And I mean, again, not to pump up Orange stuff too much, but again, a lot of the curriculum that you guys have been posting lately has been this, try this, you know, you've heard this now, let's try it. So I really like that component that you guys have been doing a lot lately. And, you know, it's something that we've been meddling with a little bit this summer as we've been strategizing and planning how are we going to, you know, live out our faith with the students. That this service component is huge. So that's awesome.
And you know, Tom, and you know, we you know, sitting here and people maybe listen, like, yeah, for sure, I want kids to serve. You know, I want my students to think, because, you know, I think research shows, you know, at least within the late to mid adolescence, the most spiritual growth is always kind of connected to service. So growth, spiritual growth is connected. So, but that means how you design environments, how you define discipleship, how you plug in students in your church. We're almost kind of in some ways questioning the method of how do students actually own their faith. And is it hearing? So do you need to spend a good chunk of preaching the word for an hour, or do you do both? And it's like, you know, we teach, we communicate, and then we almost design environments for them to do that, you know. And so there's a lot of kind of philosophies floating around there of like, how do students learn? How do students grow? Is it, you know, and I wish it was as simple as just if we just teach them the Bible.
Yeah.
But, you know, youth ministry's done that forever. That's how it all started, right? So I wish it was that simple. It's a little bit more complex now with students in this generation and the digital aspect, and just for them, you know, they're getting older faster, you know. Puberty ages are shrinking. Students have access to everything, they can learn. So really we have these mini adults running around, and now we're having to ask questions of how do we now, you know, get them to grow. And especially with this generation, they're so hungering for sacrificial vision, because that's nowhere else so that they can find that. And everything else is me. And students aren't reading, you know?
They
can spit out music lyrics and movie lyrics like nobody's business. But when it comes to reading something, that's ridiculous. You know, I was looking at all the stats like Snapchat, you know, with Instagram videos, like they're saying, you know, these little bite-sized video elements are what the youth culture is hanging on to, you know. Reading on the internet, that doesn't exist. And then let alone reading the Bible, it just doesn't exist, you know. And I know, like, a lot of people get so mad, this generation's so biblically illiterate, you know. And it's like, well, they can recite movie lines, but I'm like, it's just how the brain stores information for these mid to late adolescents. So let's, you know, like, that's what I love with the faith stuff. Let's study the mind of these teens. Partner with theology and psychology and maybe some, you know, neurology kind of science, and let's see what we can do, because, you know, we're dealing with an ADHD generation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just went off there.
No.
I don't even clear points at all.
No. You were good.
That felt good. That felt really good.
Hey, man, listen. I need to be your place where you get to vent. You know, venting is good. No, but you're exactly right, Jeremy, because I think, you know, one of the frustrating things that I've had in student ministry over the past 2 years is and this is what I've said to my leaders, and the challenge I've given to the leaders is student ministry, the traditional youth group type ministry model that we had, does not work with these kids anymore. We have to figure out what works. And it goes to your point of changing the environments. We have to rethink the way we have these environments with kids and do things differently than just youth group kind of things. And that's why I think part of the things that we're really looking at in our student ministry this year is setting up the leaders to have conversations during our designated youth group time in that environment, that we don't teach a whole bunch. We don't do a lot of worship. We do some community building activities, a way for them to connect with others. But then we have a way for them to sit down and have community together with other leaders and process certain things rather than just saying, here's a 20, 30, 40 minute message. Now go and do it, you know?
Right. And, you know, and that's why it's so cool to see so many of these different churches, because they all have these such different strategies. And you know, what you're going to do, God is going to honor and move in and do that, you know. But I still think you got to seriously think about that mind of that kid that's walking in your church.
Yeah. Well, you guys do a great job of unpacking these things. And I'm assuming that now that we're getting into the fall, you've got the Orange Tour coming out. You've got even more tour stops coming out this year. You guys are going to be unpacking this, correctly, at the Orange Tour?
Yeah, so it's kind of like two really big pieces. It's the faith stuff, so faith development, the life of students and kids, in addition to small group leader training, because that's really it. So how are we teaching, and then how are we facilitating these students to have a discussion, facilitation, and conversation about their faith. So let's be mindful and intentional when we talk about God, how we talk to get them to remember, and then how do we then train leaders to then talk about what they just heard about in the talk. So those are kind of the two lanes that we've really worked pretty hard on as we kind of launch into the fall and connect. And you know, we're going 20 different places, you know, from small towns of Georgia to Boston to Denver to LA. So we're always plopped in these like unique cultural contexts and working with so many different leaders. And so it's a lot of fun to see that the diversity and how the strategy is fleshing out in different ways, shapes, and forms.
Yeah, and I'm excited. You know, unfortunately, you guys are not coming to Washington D.C. this year, but you're going about 2 hours south of us. But we're gonna be there. I've got my leaders who are excited to come and get some good training from you guys. I guess if people want to sign up for it or find out one that's closest to them, it's orangetours.org. Correct.
That's correct. Yep, okay. orangetour.org, and then you just rock right there and. This big orange button.
Well,
says register.
It says register. Well, dude, this is awesome. Listen, we've only just kind of scratched the surface of this whole thing about environments and teaching and service.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you back on after the orange tours come on, because how many tour stops are you actually going to this
year?
I'm
going to be at six this year.
Six?
So, yeah.
Are you going to the one in Richmond?
I'm not.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. But
we'll have a great team there.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. It'll be awesome. Well, listen, I'm going to have you back on, because I want to continue to process this whole thing about service and changing the environments to best meet the needs of these students. Because, again, if we're not adapting, I believe, if as ministers we're not adapting the kids, everyone else, everything else is adapting, and they're adapting to culture right now. We have to adapt so that we can best minister them. Or we're going to keep on losing kids, I think. So
good. That's real good.
All right, Jeremy. Well, thanks. Go ahead.
No, sorry. One last resource.
Yeah.
I just got the book that Kara Powell and the Sticky Faith people just wrote. It's called Growing Young.
Uh-huh.
And it's six strategies kind of really kind of going after this same thing. So it's all the latest, greatest research about, you know, it's kind of almost Sticky Faith 2.0. And so I'm really excited. So, I know that will definitely come. That's another thing, like, for those leaders that are kind of thinking and listening about all that, that book's going to be coming out. And so that's going to really – a lot of that research is going to inform kind of methods and practices kind of to – especially this next years to come. So anyway, sorry.
That's great. I'm gonna try to get that and get a link to that on the show notes when I post this thing. So that will be awesome. Well, cool, Jeremy, Tom. Hey, real quick, where can people get you on Twitter?
Yeah, just at Jeremy Zach, at JEREMYZACH. Let's start there. That's typically it's a good connecting point, and then conversations and video chats. I love video and just doing that. So it's all good.
Dude, Facebook just has it now where you can message video. Like
I saw that. I've been in the Snapchat world. Yeah. I don't know, man. I really like Snapchat. It's been, at first I never got it, but the students that I was working with, they were just all on it. So I just really leaned so hard in the Snapchat, and it's been a lot of fun.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I don't quite get it, but I do it. And and the kids like it. I do it with my daughters all the time too. And it's just a different way to communicate. I've said this 1,000 times, but the people, I took my daughter to school. You know, I take her to school early. She has to be there before school starts sometimes. And literally on the way there, it's a 5-minute trip. She's like taking like 5 or 6 different snaps that she's sending to her friends. I'm like,
right?
What are you doing? But you know, hey, it's what kids are doing right now. So right. As student ministers, we got to kind of be in on it. So,
sure. All right, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
We'll talk to you late.
Yep.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Jeremy. It was great catching up with him, great talking with him. And again, I love what we were just talking about with the environments and how we really have to rethink. We really have to think through how we're having environments in our student ministries. What are we promoting? What are we advocating? What are we talking about? And how are we talking about it with students? Because again, in today's social media digital world, kids are different than they were back in, again, 1997 when I first started doing ministry, or even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, you know, the advent of the smartphone has changed everything. And because it's changed things, we have to change the environment in which our students are in. Now, I'm not saying that we change it to make it all high tech and everything like that. Those things can be kind of cool, but what we're really looking at in our student ministry is how do we dumb it down a little bit? How do we go back a little bit and enable conversations to be had between leaders and kids and kids and kids? And it's really, I'm really excited about this year, and I'm really excited to see, you know, the experiential student ministry stuff play out and not just, you know, talk about it and discuss it, but then actually go and do some things with it. The whole element of service. So I'm really excited. It was really cool to process that a little bit with Jeremy, and I hope you got a lot out of it. In fact, I'd love to hear what you got out of it. What stood out to you, or what is trending in your area? What are you guys doing? What are you working on? What is working really well in your student ministry areas? I would love to hear feedback from you guys. So hit me up. You can email me at tom@ymsidekick.com or hit me up on Twitter. I would love to do that. Hit me up at TAPounder on Twitter. Let's talk about it. Let's have the conversation go from here on the podcast to actually on social media and digital world some more. So I'd love to have the conversation continue on from there. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for us today. We really appreciate you tuning into us. Turning into me and talking to Jeremy. So I really appreciated that. Hey, if you like this, which I hope you do, definitely subscribe to it. Go to iTunes and subscribe. I've got fresh podcasts coming out every Wednesday. So subscribe so you can stay in tune with that and have your podcatcher catch it without having you to seek it out. So I would love for you to subscribe to it and even rate me on iTunes and say how much you really enjoyed the podcast. Well, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. So, all right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in again. And until next week, have a great week, heroes.